the disrespect, but I love you rule my world. I even dream of you, I swear. Visions of you and I. See you all around my way.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territory of the Musqueam people.
All alone at night, I harbor feelings for you, holding my pillow tight. Sometimes I even touch myself, imagining your casual baby. Next time I see you, I'm gonna walk right up to you and say what's on my mind. I gotta make you see this is.
Welcome to Le Ritual. I'm greeted with such a special guest today. We've got Willow in the house. Introduce yourself.
Yes, hello world.
This is Willow's debut on the radio. How do you feel right now knowing that we're actually live on air?
I mean, it's crazy. People are finally going to know who I am.
People are truly going to know your voice. They're going to hear you call. They're going to know. But yeah, Willow and I work together at this wine bar on Main called Susu. If you guys haven't checked it out, you probably should because it's pretty awesome. And I was just talking to Willow one day. I said I had a radio show that I do on campus. And she was like, could I join? I said, of course. And so now we're here.
Yeah, I don't know. We've only known each other for like, what is it, 2 weeks?
No, come on. It's like more than that.
Okay.
Four. This is my fourth week.
Oh, this is your fourth week.
Wow, so technically a month.
Yeah, but we've only seen each other technically.
Four times. You're right. Hey, what can you know? Fast friends. It's what goes on. But something that's definitely a decipher is that me and Willow have, what, a 10-year age difference? Give or take? Maybe?
Yes, something like that.
Something like that. Anyway, which brings us to the topic. We know we talk about what's happening with, like, Gen Z, what's happening with the millennials, like, the differences. There's also a lot of generational conflict at the moment because of social media, but we're here to bridge that gap and to unite us all with music, because that's what this show's about. Which brings us into the theme, which is songs that were popular in your 20s and songs that are popular within my 20s. And we're going to see if there's any similarities, any differences, things like that. But Will's going to start us off with her song. What do you have in store for us?
Of course, we got to start with the king, Kanye West.
That's a bold statement right now.
I mean, he kind of started the whole kind of like auto-tune movement even before like T-Pain.
Real.
I was just like kind of doing experiments with it. Mm-hmm. And I find like this song specifically, like Love Lockdown, kind of like is a mix of there's mechanical drums, like traditional instruments mixed with some auto-tune and with him actually singing.
Yeah.
So it's a nice blend of like old and new.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. That was a great intro to a great song. This is Love Lockdown by Kanye West.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to, what I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and it haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know, never know enough, till it's over, love, till we lose control, system overload, screaming no. I'm not loving you way I wanted to. See, I wanna move, but can't escape from you. So I keep it low, keep a secret code, so everybody else don't have to know. So keep your love locked down. Keep it true, I got something to lose, so I gotta move. I can't keep myself and still keep you too. So I keep in mind when I'm on my own, somewhere far from home, in the danger zone. How many times did I tell you before it finally got through? You lose, you lose. I'm not loving you way I wanted to. See, I had to go, see, I had to move. No more wasting time, you can't wait for life. We're just racing time, where's the finish line? So keep your love locked down. Got love for you, but I'm not loving you way I wanted to. Gotta keep it going, keep the loving going, keep it on a roll. Only God knows if I be with you, baby. I'm confused. You choose, you choose. I'm not loving you way I wanted to, where I wanna go. I don't need. I've been down this road too many times before. I'm not loving you way I wanted to. So keep your love locked down.
okay, Kanye West. Also, yeah, controversial opinion about Kanye being the king. How do you feel about that now? Now that you're like more grown and Kanye West is kind of on a decline-esque? I don't know, that might be a hot take.
I know, I mean, it's true though. I mean, I only ever listened to his first few albums.
Yeah.
Up to like Homecoming. There is some new stuff that's not bad.
Yeah, fair.
But,
you know.
I guess at his time, during my time, is what it is. He pretty much kind of...
During your time, it's done now. It's not happening anymore.
I was so worried we're going to do an age reveal. I was like,
No. That's why I said the age gap, the difference, not the age. Don't worry.
But yeah, I mean, during my generation, he was one of like the headliners.
Yeah.
So, at the time.
Yeah.
But now a lot of people kind of followed in his footsteps. A lot of new artists have come up to be.
Mm-hmm.
So... The king has been dethroned.
Who do you think it is now? Who's taken his spot in your eyes?
In terms of like R&B and hip hop?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big question.
That's a big statement.
You're talking to grandma here who only like ever listens to like 70s, 80s, 90s R&B and hip hop.
I mean, you were just talking about how you liked Kate Trinata, so.
I do.
There you go. Not so grandma anymore.
I mean, true. I have to credit Susu for that and Jerome too.
Yeah, me too. Oh my God, Jerome is the one that, oh my God, Jerome, if you're listening, we miss you. We talk about you constantly. But yeah, well, I think one of the kings in my mind is an artist called Frank Ocean. I think that he is like a super prevalent artist within Gen Z just because he's been around for so many years, and I feel like a lot of people my age at least have followed him from the beginning. And this next song that I'm about to play is just like such a classic, such a staple. I feel like honestly being in my 20s listening to Chanel Orange, it's just like it really adds to like the aura of being 20, the essence of it. I love it. But this is one of my favorite songs off of this album. It's called Super Rich Kids. I also love Pyramids. That, I almost played that song, but it's a little long. So I kept it short this time. But yeah, this is a 20s anthem, I feel. Super Rich Kids by Frank Ocean featuring Earl Sweatshirt.
Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends. Start my day up on the roof. There's nothing like this type of view. Point the clicker at the tube. I prefer expensive news. New car, new girl. New ice, new glass. New watch, good times, babe. It's good times, yeah. She wash my back 3 times a day. This shower head feels so amazing. We'll both be high. The help don't stare. They just walk by. They must don't care. A million one, a million two. 100 more will never do. Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends. Real love. I'm searching for a real love.
searching for a real love. Close your eyes to what you can't imagine. We are the Zanny Nashin', Caddy Smashin', Bratty Assy, Matty Snatched, Daddy's Jaggin', use this shit for batting practice. Adam and Annie thrashing, purchasing crappy grams with half the hand of cash you handed. Panic and patch me up, Pappy done lashkied us. Toying with raggy hands, and Mammy done had enough. Brash as fuck, breaching all these aqueducts. Don't believe us, treat us like we can't erupt. Yeah.
We end our day up on the roof. I say I'll jump, I never do. But when I'm drunk, I act the fool.
Talking about.
Do they sew wings until it suits? I'm on that ledge. She grabs my arm, she slaps my head. It's good times, yeah. Sleep if some are slipping far. The market's down like 60 stories, and some don't end the way they should. My silver spoon is very good. A million won, a million cash. Close my eyes and feel the crash.
Bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends.
Real life,
ain't that something rare?
I'm searching for real love.
Frank Ocean, Super Rich Kids. So good. I was just telling Willow that I swear I've never met one 20-year-old or person like around my age that hates Frank Ocean. If you do, I feel sorry for you.
Hey, I'm in my mid-30s and I like him. So
there you go. See, we've got another fan added to the list. I'm sure, yeah, there's like many age groups that like Frank Ocean because he's so like experimental with his music. And what I really like is just how he layers all these different tones and beats, and it's just all so original, you know? I obviously all of his music is inspired off of people that came before him, but he twists it in such a modern way. Like, he kind of, like, reinvents a new way of, like, how R&B, hip-hop, kind of soul is kind of all meshed together within his music, but that's just my take.
Yeah, it's like a nice like collision of like old meets new, like his voice.
Yes.
Is
yeah.
Kind of like very like old school like soul, and then with like what you said, like the modern beats.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it so much. I would love to know who produced him, because they are a genius, that's for sure. I think this is honestly one of his earlier albums too. It's not, I think it maybe been like within the 2010s, but I could totally be butchering that. But yeah, Willow, what's your second song?
So we're switching to a completely different genre here.
Hey, I do that all the time.
The very first genre that I fell in love with growing up was like alternative rock. Like, I grew up with like parents who are like big music junkies, like a lot of like Bon Jovi there, Aerosmith, AC/DC, REM, U2, Duran Duran, everything.
I love it.
And that just kind of became my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember growing up, like, my dad likes to like pimp his own ride. So our car, like, the first thing he would change is like the wheels and the audio system.
Yeah.
And he would change like the whole like bass system, like in the trunk, like just make it a lot more louder and audible. So like I would call like the backseat like our massage chair. Yeah,
I love it. That's awesome. But yeah,
So
is that the intro to the song?
I mean, kind
pretty
of.
Pretty much.
My top pick. I was picking from a bunch. Like I had like Red Hot Chili Peppers here in my list and Three Doors Down. But I'm like, you know what? Let's go big here.
Let's go big.
I mean, I feel like this band is a little bit underrated for what they were. Dishwalla, Coral mm-hmm. Sky. And this song to me, like J.R. Richards, his voice is pretty much very sincere and intoxicating at the same time. And I cannot stop listening to this song every time I hear it.
Whoa, I love it. I've never heard of Dishwalla. I'm excited to hear it. Let's listen
now
to
you
Coral
will.
Sky. Come on, let's do it. Super Blink 182 vibe, very early 2000s rock.
Hell yeah.
That's for sure.
I feel like the early 2000s is like the best time for a lot of alternative rock and like grunge and pop rock as well.
Yeah, it was definitely like a time of like that new kind of wave of indie rock, things like that. When did that song come out? 2005?
2005. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of like the songwriting, like they don't really write songs like this anymore.
Yeah, it's not as like angsty as it used to be. Yeah. Okay, that's actually, that makes a lot of sense why millennials are so weird.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. No, because it's just like, you guys grew up with that kind of like angsty rock. It was like right out of the grunge era. So things were kind of flipping to be, but I find like with like earlier 2000s, indie rock slash like grunge, punk, just all those genres, everything started to become like way cleaner and way more of a clearer sound rather than like things being recorded on a like cassette player in someone's living room and then send in the demo to their producers and then they just literally put it on an album. And I feel like that's what music is missing now. It's kind of just like that like demo versions of songs. People don't do that anymore and it makes me so sad.
I know. I feel like all the music now is like a lot more like it sounds more articulated in a sense.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like, I don't know if you, it's kind of like doing like abstract art.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to come out.
Yeah.
You just put it out there.
Yes. It's so clean. It's really produced now. And it's like, I mean, I do love a good pop song now, but I kind of miss like the grit of the music industry. Someone needs to bring that back. Somebody needs to just record not on something electronic.
Dude, you just need angry millennials.
We need angry
and emotional millennials.
The ones that had Tumblr when they were 15. That's what, did you?
Whoa.
Did you?
I mean, don't judge. I had a bunch
I'm not
of
judging.
Stuff. I had Multiply. Well, there was Friendster too before Facebook came out. I don't know if you were alive. MSN.
I don't know. Hey, I love it. I love to hear it. Well, I mean, the next song that I'm going to play was popular when you were probably, I don't know how old you would have been, but it came out in 2004. It's regaining popularity because it's floating around on the internet right now. But I listened to this song growing up a lot, and I feel like, I don't know what it is about this song. It's just very prevalent to my life right now, and I just like, I love it. I feel like everyone can just relate to the lyrics in this song, to like any situation that they're going through. It's just so beautiful. It's Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Do you know this song?
No.
Well, then you're
like,
about
hesitated
to get your mind
there for
blown.
A hot sec.
Well, I mean, this song, it's so beautiful. I love it so much. It's Karen O, like the whole lore behind the music video too. This whole song is about her ex-boyfriend, obviously, because it's a heartbreak slash love song, whatever. But as they were shooting the music video, he was like supposed to be there at some point, or they had just broken up and he was literally moving out of their apartment or something like that. And he ends up showing up like 2 to 3 hours late to the shoot. And in the music video, she starts crying. And that's because he showed up and she's like actually emotional and crying real tears. And that's what makes me love this song even more.
See, she's a millennial.
She's Gen X, I think.
Gen X?
Or is she a millennial? I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But Karen O, we stan Karen O. She's the best. And the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. This album, Fever to Tell, was their first album. This song really put them on the map, one could say. But yeah, let's get into it. I love this song. Yeah. Karen O, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. That was Maps. What do you think for the first time?
Yeah, I was just telling you, it is very reminiscent of like Florence and the Machine. Mm-hmm. It's also like a lot of the stuff I listened to growing up, like the indie rock. Like that crossover is really, to me, really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, there's commotion going on in the studio. But continue. Yeah, I totally agree. I think that this song is just, it's timeless, you know? Like, I feel like no matter what generation finds it, rediscovers it, has listened to it for years, like, it's always just going to be a song where it's like, yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah. So, well, this millennial appreciates this new song added to her playlist.
And
so.
It's within the millennial era, too, when it came out in 2004, yeah. Also the year I was born.
That's insane.
What can you do? What can you do? Yeah. This album, I suggest everyone go listen to Fever to Tell, especially Rich and also Tick. Those are my two favorite songs besides Maps, obviously, off this album. But moving it along, Willow.
Okay, we're moving on to yeah, now next. House music.
Let's do it.
It started to be big during the 2014-2015 era. And at that time, I was like, listening to the podcast of like Ministry of Sound, which is the first club in London that to really like showcase like house music. And I fell deeply in love with like tropical house, specifically deep house and trance. I find like the mellow like voice sounds and the kind of like Jamaica and tropical like instrumental vibes are really like soothing for me.
In
a really nice way. And then what I like about like house music is it's not like EDM where it's massively played in like clubs. It's more of like outdoor festivals and events. It gets popular through like YouTube and SoundCloud. So
yeah.
To like really, I find like that was the fun thing when I was growing up, like really looking for the music, like the process of like finding it and like listening to it. It's like finding like a hidden treasure. So this is how I feel about it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's not even introduce the song. Let's just let it play out. And because I've never heard this song, I'm sure people that are listening have not heard the song either, but I'm excited. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Okay, Firestone. That was Firestone by Kygo. I thought that was good. I felt like... Now, don't take this the wrong way. It sounds like a YouTube introduction song. Like, when people are like, welcome to my channel, and then they, like, roll the credits.
I mean, to be fair, there's a lot of, like, house music, whereas, like, the intro, it's being used in some, like, kind of... Some shows, whatnot. Yeah, it's the same with a lot of like EDM, like dance music. It's used for like usually like sports coverage. Like I always like see on like I'll watch a video on YouTube and then the first comment would be like, "Ooh, saw this on GTA. Who's here with me?" I'm like, okay,
like a flip. I mean, yeah. Oh my God, GTA. That's also a huge thing for Gen Z. At least the newer ones, which are crazy.
Yeah.
I dabble in it. I can't help myself. It's like there's something about it, but I can't drive afterwards because then it just like freaks me out. I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Imagine being in a real life Grand Theft Auto situation.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, if I actually was like, well, A, you'd probably die, and B, that would just be awful. But with this next song, it kind of feels like you are in a Grand Theft Auto situation, if you know what I mean. It's kind of playing off of, this is like the modern version of what you were probably listening to when you were my age, like with this song. You're gonna love it so much because I had to compromise and play No Brat because we hear it too much at Susu, which is fair. I had to play the alternative, which is The Dare. And The Dare I just saw with our other coworker, Margo. And it was honestly, I'm like putting it up with one of the best shows I've seen ever. It was so good. I saw him at Fortune Sound Club. I'm pretty sure I have played The Dare on this station before, but what can you do? It's never too late to play it again. This is one of my favorite songs. I think it's either the first or probably like the second song off of his new album called What's Wrong with New York, I'm pretty sure is the album. It is so good. I love it. It definitely brings the vibe up. It amps you up a lot. I love it. And I'm just going to play it. And cover your ears, Willow, because this is going to be intense.
It's just rock and roll. You won't die. You can't spend your whole life inside. Just take my hand or take away the pain. I'm going to grab the third rail of the subway train.
Just open up.
love the Dare. Oh my God, I swear to God, he's gonna be like my top artist of this year. Do you have Spotify?
I do.
You know, like, well, who do you think your top? Old. Well, yeah, duh. But who do you think your top artist is gonna be?
Right now, probably the next artist I'm about to play.
Really? Yeah. You think so? Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, yeah, the Dare. I love that we played what we suspect our top artists are. But yeah, no, the Dare is brilliant. Honestly, I will honestly sing his praises a lot. I don't know why. There's something about it. It's just like he doesn't take his music too seriously. You can tell like through this album because the lyrics are just so absurd. But then he also just like knows how to mix so well. And he also helped produce Brat, hence why I slyly added that reference in there. I think he helped make Guess and also Spring Breakers, which are like two of my favorite songs off the Brat album. Also, shout out to the remix album that just came out of Brat. Willow, I know you listened to it.
I mean, I have no choice.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what can you do? But yeah, the Dare, I love him. I would love to interview him one day. But just shouting that out into the void. But Willow, what would you like to close us out with?
Okay, so like I did put Kanye West as the king, but for me, if there was like a prince of like R&B,
okay,
it would be Neo. He did write a lot of like the top bangers in my time, which is Mario's Let Me Love You, Rihanna's Unfaithful,
yeah,
Beyonce's Irreplaceable. Like I watched his Tiny Desk concert and
yeah,
it's like it's fabulous.
Nice.
And this is still my favorite song of his till now and will forever be.
Yeah.
This Is Because of You by Neo.
I love it. Yeah. And we're signing out after this too. So peace and love. We love you both. Willow, do you have any closing remarks for anybody before we play them out with?
Oh, thanks for having me here, Lily.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Anytime. No, you're a natural. You've got a nice radio voice. You know what you're talking about? For any,
I honestly half the time do not know what I'm talking about.
For obviously nobody can see us in here, but Willow has a notebook of notes that she brought prepared for all the songs and genres. And honestly, I need to step up my game is basically what I'm saying.
Hey, you're the one with the radio show.
Yeah, true. But I hardly know what I'm talking about half the time either. But anyway, we love you. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you soon. I doubt it, I
wings.